So over Yontov, I went through the sugya with Rav Ariel and some of the other fellows who showed up. What do you call it? No, he wasn't there.
Oh, God. No one else.
Yeah, through the last day, Yontov. What do you call it? So we went through the sugya Erev Tavshilin. Very interesting. I know it doesn't apply anymore since the chag passed, but nonetheless, it's a fascinating sugya. Really, all right, so, but I've asked you guys, I always like starting off with this question. What you guys know about Erev Tavshilin? What's Erev Tavshilin?
You can put some cooked foods on Yom Tov and you can cook for Shabbos.
Okay, good. So, yeah, well, when do you have to have it set up?
Before
Yom Tov, okay? Okay, and as a friend of mine noted at the beginning, it sounds like a loophole. And as I responded, there are no loopholes in halacha. But it sounds like a loophole. All right, start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Beitza Tesvav Amabez, Yom Tov.
Yuvashel.
The Shabbos. Stop. Fascinating thing. So in our first presentation of Erev Tavshilin, the first halacha the Mishnah brings down is not Erev Tavshilin. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says as follows. It says, when Yom Tov, again, let's get our facts straight here. Yom Tov is Friday, Shabbos is Shabbos. Okay, so, okay, good. Now, on Thursday, okay, what does a person do? On Friday, meaning on Yom Tov itself, what do you do? So you don't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, rather, you cook for Yom Tov, and whatever's left over, you can use on Shabbos. So, what's the case? The case is like this. I make a 5-gallon vat of soup, right? I eat 3 gallons in Yom Tov. I can use those 2 gallons for Shabbos. Rashi. Lo yivashel b'tchila. Yehei. Okay, so Rashi's very precise. He says, it's not that I cook on Friday and I say, okay, on my 5-gallon soup, 2 gallons are for Shabbos and 3 gallons are for Yom Tov. Rather, I say, you know what? These 5 gallons are for Yom Tov, right? But nonetheless, there.
You have the intention to make extra for Yom Tov.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Vamishuyar. No, Vamishuyar Yelah Shabbos. What I could say is anything left over can be for Shabbos. Rashi's saying that what can a person do? He doesn't say I'm cooking soup for Shabbos. What he says is I'm cooking 5 gallons of soup, right? And the tchilas bishula will be for Yom Tov, right? Anything left over I'll use for Shabbos. Okay.
The issue is that you think that if your price of bishula is all directed towards Yom Tov, it's us. No, for us, one chest needs to have an immediate function towards Shabbos.
What?
The Chiddush, you think that if you're Maisa Bishul, any final cause of Yom Tov in it, that'd be
a Kosel, that'd be a Chana? In the 5 gallons, what I say is, the first 3 I'm going to use for Yom Tov, and the second 2 will be for Shabbos.
No, right now it's I'm making 5 gallons for Yom Tov. No, you don't actually
Ella L'shem Yom Tov, Yehei Tchilas Bishulo, that Meshur Yehei Shabbos.
Right,
whatever I don't eat. I don't know. I'm going to eat a bunch of it. I might all of it. I might not. I just, I'll see how much I eat because I don't know yet. Most of the meals I make. The case is you should make
it more for
Yom Tov. Rashi says, right? I mean, there's no trickery here. Is that a problem here? Okay? Meaning that he can have in mind when he makes that food to say, I'm having Yom Tov, and anything left over, I'm going to have for Shabbos. And that's not a chana. Okay. But that's not an Erev Tavshilin. That's not an Erev Tavshilin. That's not what Erev Tavshilin is. Go on the Mishnah. Ve ose Tavshil. This Rashi leaves that vav out, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Mishnah. Stop.
What does that mean?
Okay, but that's Erev Tavshilin. So what do you do for Erev Tavshilin? So Rashi says, ose Tavshil l'shem Eruv. Okay? You make something, you cook something, okay? What do you cook? We don't know.
What do you
get? What else is funny about Rashi? Ose Tavshil for what? Le Eruv. What kind of Eruv is this? Give me examples of Eruv. Give me examples of Eruv. Okay, what's Eruv Tchumen?
The stringer hackers.
No, that's Erev Tchumen. What's Erev Tchumen? That's not Erev Chaseos either. That's Erev Rishuyos. Erev Chaseos is where you bind the chatzah together. There's two kinds of Eruv. What's that, guys? There's two kinds of Eruvim, right? normally. There's Eretz Chum, which is I could walk 2,000 amos out of the city, right?
Make it your residence.
And what I do is I can use food, right? And then say, this food now serves, I don't care how it works, but this food now serves to extend my Chum. And Erev Chatzeris is if there are multiple people share a Chatzer, they can join together using food, okay? But what doesn't make any sense at this point is, how is this an Eruv? Second. But it has nothing to do with the Matia for carrying. The first two guys... What's the more fundamental question to ask here? In the Mishnah. No, what's... The Mishnah... No. But we know something, though. We know we have Erev Tashilin. Right? We know we have Erev Tashilin today. So the Mishnah said, tells us what? The Mishnah says, first it says... What do you do on Yantif that falls out on Erev Shabbos? You make 5 gallons of soup, and anything left over you use for Shabbos. And then the Mishnah says, well, we'll read it as or, right? And it's not even or, it's the Osa Tavshil, meaning there's another method, which is Erev Tavshilin. So what's strange? I know, but it's still a separate statement. I don't know. Maybe it's a curious mistake here. What question would you ask here, though? Which I think was a very valid question. What? Okay, fine. But let's assume that Chazal figured out... Hold on. You don't get the answer yet. I'll tell you when you can participate. What do you call it? Let's assume Chazal figured out a way, okay? So then what's the question you should ask the Mishnah? Let's assume they figured out a way. Let's assume... I'm reading the Mishnah as two separate things.
No, you're reading the Mishnah saying you can do this, or this.
Well, no, or this.
I'll prove why it's not strange. Eruv literally means mixture, right? So Eruv in mixtures of...
Yeah, I know, but... Places. Okay, we'll get to that down the road. Come on, what's weird about the Mishnah? Let me ask you a question. If you have Eruv Tavshilin, right, so what do you need the first way for? And if you have the first way...
That's my question, but I don't know what this means. What if
it means? This is like a crazy thing.
It's just two different ways of doing something.
Is it?
Well, it could be that first way you can do an Erev Tavshilin Tavshilin. Or it could just be two different methods.
Okay, but what do we know about Erev Tavshilin? Again, we can cheat a little bit. No, what do we know also? We know there's a mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. We make a bracha, and there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. So if it's a mitzvah, that would imply it's superior. So then the question is, so if that's a superior way to do it, why does the mission have to record the first way?
What if I didn't?
Then you're done.
No, because then I get take my extra food for Yom Tov.
The
first way exists as a method. First is saying this is what method exists, and then the chil, you should do it this way.
Okay.
It's not the siren. Don't be confused.
$6 million.
Trust me, it is.
Also, the order is weird. Why not just have the better one first?
Exactly, right. Right. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Okay, fine. All right, keep going in the Mishnah.
Oh,
someone's saying Rashi. No Rashi. All right. So. All right, so you have Machlokas, right? Machlokas, whether how many Tavshilin do you need, two or one. Okay, good. Vishavin. Sha'alov. Very funny, the Mishnah has to point this out for us, but basically what they're telling you, that they both would agree that your Yotze, if you use a fish egg, which is basically like fish and egg together, which according to one side will be considered as if it's one tafshil, and the other side will say considered two separate tafshils. One side's going to say it's even though it looks like one tafshil, it's still considered like two. Okay?
The other side say
it's no, the other side's going to say you can use more than one. Right, okay. Keep going in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Achlo Sha'avad.
Achlo Sha'avad. Lo Yivasho.
Allah betchila. Okay, but let's say I ate it or I lost it, right? So Rashi, achlo she'avad. So if I didn't finish, if I didn't complete cooking my food for Shabbos off this Erev Tavshilin and I lost it, okay? So then you got a problem, okay? You can't use it. You have nothing to rely on. As long as there's what? A little left, okay? Some amount left. I can use that to cook for Shabbos. Okay, we'll take up all these issues when we get to the Gemara. All right, let's take this first Gemara. This is the key thing today. This is a very interesting Gemara. Not immediately. All right, now what's this question? Rashi.
Okay. Loved Avka Mikra Yalev.
Mikra Yalev. The Rabbanan. Because we know when the Gemara says not immediately, you guys have been taking Mikias now for a year. What? It's not going to find a source for a rabbinical law from a Pasuk. Of course not. Rather,
Right.
Close enough. So, rather, the Gemara is going to tell us where the Rabbanan still want to find some source for why they're going to go ahead and institute Erev Tashlum. So, what do they do? You look to the Torah. So, what do they see from the Torah? So, Amar Shmuel, the Kacho. You recall that pasuk? It's in the Ten Commandments. Okay. So remember the Shabbos, right, to sanctify it. Zachreyu. Lashkicho. But you can only remember that which you might
forget.
Okay. Again, so what does that mean, Rashi? That you, well, yeah, right, no, I'm saying it's an abstract concept, forgetting.
After you come to forget it.
You remember that which you could forget.
You can't remember something you haven't already forgotten.
Correct. But the idea of remembrance itself is only based on forgetting. But what do we have a discussion for? You know exactly what it's saying. All right, look at Rashi. Zachir
Machashva
Ashiko.
Yeah, okay. Kishaba Yom Tov.
No. When Yom Tov comes out on Friday. Okay, guys. Karov. Lishtakeach.
So Shabbos is going to be forgotten.
It's easy to forget Shabbos. Yeah. Why? Machmas. Because of Yom Tov itself. Because on Friday, what's going to happen? Right. So that's implying the first way. But what's going to happen? I eat so much food on Yom Tov, I'm not going to set aside food for Shabbos. It's normal. It's normal to forget about Shabbos because of Yom Tov. Okay. There's in the first way in the Mishnah, of course that's what a person should do, right? In the original setup, there's no need for Erev Tashlum, because what would a person do? He would have 5 gallons of soup, and no, we'll set aside whatever, a couple of gallons of Shabbos. But the problem is that, you see, today it's even more of a problem. We just gorge ourselves on Yom Tov with tons of food. What's going to happen is, what?
Pigs,
yes.
What's going to happen?
Chas v'shalom, we can't run up Shabbos. What's going to happen? You're going to forget Shabbos, okay? So Rashi says,
Benamiah,
Shabbos
Bekvodo. Yeah,
Vizhiracha Akasa. Lizakra. So the Torah is telling us as a warning, remember Shabbos, okay? Ukashima Arev. And when you make this Erev Tavshilin. So what do you find out? Right. So what's going to happen is like this. By setting up the Erev Tavshilin, when I cook two foods, okay, l'shem, listen, on Thursday, I cook two foods on Thursday, l'shem Shabbos, and they're sitting on my counter in my kitchen. So as I'm making my food on Yom Tov, I'm going to look at those two foods and I'm going to say, those two foods are superfluous to my Yom Tov experience. They must be here for what purpose? For Shabbos, okay? So again, it's almost like he's saying, they're simanim. Having these cooked foods around will remind me about Shabbos. Okay? According to Shmuel, that's the pasuk. Yes? Hold on. We didn't get the machlokes yet. No. Rashi. Alright, new. Is that clear? Viter in the Gemara. So, my timer. Now, what's this question? What's the question of my timer? Well, what's that question? No, there's no Rashi. What?
There is a Rashi.
On my timer? Oh yeah, my timer. Okay, good. Lama. Okay, but you gotta appreciate what the question is. What's the question that Gemara's asking?
Why did this benefit anyway?
We know that from the we know that from the Torah. We know from the Torah, the Rabbanim say from the Torah, we know there's an imperative to remember Shabbos, right? Okay, that we know.
So why do you need to make us a
Torah? No, close. Why this method? My time is saying, what's this idea of Eruv? In other words, the Pasuk can only tell me one thing, that the rabbis have a mandate, right, to go ahead and figure out some way to ensure, what? We'll see. What? The Mike Time is saying, why did they choose this method? There's a lot of different ways you can ensure that people remember about Shabbos. Why do they use Tavshilin, Erev Tavshilin? So Rashi says, I'll tell you why. Oh, excuse me, Mike Time. Lama Tedu Erev, Kra, Vadai Lav Erev Mishtai, right? The Lav Erev Mishtawamina, right? Vasmakta Amahu. You don't see any Indian at all in the Pasuk of Zohar that this is the method to use. All you know from Zohar is one thing. All you know from Zohar is Chazal have a mandate to ensure that someone remembers Shabbos. But it doesn't tell you anything about the specific method of how to bring it about. The halachic system naturally allows for a method to ensure a person has food on Shabbos. That is, cook 5 gallons of soup and I got 2 left over for Shabbos. The problem is, though, is that human nature, for whatever reason why, human nature is that because of the nature of Yantub, person will never get Shabbos. So Chazal are concerned about that. They're concerned. But before they act, first what they're going to do is they're going to turn to the Torah and say, we have a mandate to act on such a concern. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos HaKatro. Rashi says, yeah, but we got a problem because Zachor is very nice, right? But there's no hint in Zachor whatsoever of Eruv. He says it's Machtam Alma. So that's a good question. That's a good question. Go on in the Rashi. So Rashi is so funny because Rashi says not only is there no hint to it, they darshan something else from Zohar. You know what they darshan from Zohar? Kiddush, right? Zohar Shem Shabbos
Lekutcho. Is that a problem?
No, it's not.
To darshan one
thing. No. What it's saying is that it's saying no. What it's saying is this. What Rashi's saying is that one point Rashi's making is that there's nothing in the Pasuk itself that hints to an idea of using Erev Tavshilin. But not only that, we darshan this out for there is something that the Pasuk hints to. You know what that is? Kiddush Hayom. So not only is there no hint to Erev Tavshilin, there's an easy idea you could abstract from the Pasuk. That has nothing to do with Erev Tavshilin. It's Kiddush Hayom. So you're just trying to make the point is, my time is saying there's a gap between the idea of Zohar Shama Shabbos Akacho and Erev Tavshilin. How do we fill that gap? That's what's bothering the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara wants, or to put it a different way, we see the rationale, right, or the Mechaya for Rabbanan to act from the Torah, right? But we don't see the mechanism. There's no hint to it. How do we close that gap? That's what's bothering the Gemara. Okay? Okay. Okay, so Amar Rava. Okay, so now the Navi Machlokas. Amar Rava. The Shabbos. Okay, so Rava has a nice answer. Rava says, why use Erev Tavshilin? Why use this method of cooked foods? So Rashi says, I'm Rava, Kadesh Yivor. Mitoch Shema Arev. So once you make an Erev, what's going to happen? Mana Lezeh. Right. So what's going to happen is you make an Erev Tavshilin, what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, well, look, I have this, what do you call it? I'm going to remember Shabbos, right? And I won't make everything for Yantav, right? And I'm going to set aside one for this and one for that. Okay? One for this, one for that. So according to Rava, what's the function of Erev Tavshilin? What's it doing? How does it work?
Making sure they're going to food for Shabbos.
What?
Making sure they're going to food.
Right, okay, good. Which seems to fit the previous Gemara, which is that Rava's focus is on making sure is for Kavod Shabbos.
Isn't that
allowed
to
an egg and matzah?
So Rava's point is that the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is for Kavod Shabbos, right? And what do you do? Forget the specific mechanism, but basically having to cook food, I'll know to set aside food for Shabbos. Ravashi comes along and says, no. Ravashi Amar. Kavachomer. Okay, very wild. So Ravashi comes along and says, no. He says, Kadesha Yomru, we want someone to say, Ein Ofen Miyontov L'Shabbos, Kavachomer Miyontov L'Chol. What's he talking about? Rashi.
Okay. So,
right. So Erev Tavshilin wasn't Misakin for the purpose of Kavach Shabbos, it's a purpose of Kavach Yontov. Why? Why? Keep going. No, Kadesh Yomru ain't over until Shabbos. Rashi. Elimkin. Rashi. Aval Aschuli Lo. right? So if I see what? If I see that what's going to happen is that I need to cook from when? From Erev Yontov, I start from Thursday, and I use that, I'm going to cook from that for Shabbos. Right? Again, I'm bridging, I'm creating like a bridge. I'm starting to cook on Thursday, I'm going to, and to cook for Shabbos, right? What's a person going to say? Kavachom, Yontov L'chol, L'gamri Lo. What does that mean? What's Ravashi's position?
The preparation of Shabbos shouldn't take place on Yom Tov.
Because it's
because of Yom Tov.
The preparation for Shabbos shouldn't take place on Yom Tov. Okay.
It's not a problem of you're going to forget about Shabbos. It's that you're going to, make the Yom Tov whole by preparing for Shabbos.
Okay. Good. So somehow you're going to lose your focus on Yom Tov. Good.
Okay.
It's hard to say.
To me.
We'll see if we can answer it. All right, a little bit more Gemara, and then we can define this, okay? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara has one little test case here. So the Gemara says, one second. Bish, Tanan.
Yeah, Tanan.
Osen Tavshil, Merkava.
Yontov
Tavshil, Shabbos.
Now, okay, so the Mishnah goes out of its way to say that you make the Tavshil on Erev Yontov. Now, come on, before reading the Gemara, you should already know what the Gemara is going to ask. That according to Ravashi, of course, the Mishnah makes perfect sense, right? But Rava, what doesn't make sense about the Mishnah?
Why would you make it on Yom Tov itself?
Why?
You should make the food on Yom Tov.
You can.
Yeah.
Who said you start on Thursday? Do it on Yom Tov.
Oh, well, you're going to forget on Yom Tov.
No. No. You'll see. Look at the Gemara. According to Rava, there's no need to make it on Erev Yom Tov. Make it on Yom Tov itself. It's just a sip. No, right, because of Poshea, you'll see.
That's what I said a second ago.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say anything about Erev Yontov. He's just saying the purpose of it is to remind you of. So what would you do before?
No, listen.
Before I have my, let's say, my, what do you call it? My lunch, right? So what I have is, let's say I have a cooked thing here, and I make chicken for lunch, right? So what I do is, before I serve my lunch on Yontov, you know what I do? Put one aside for Shabbos. That's different than the first way in the Mishnah.
Saying there's a mitzvah that doesn't have to be good for Shabbos.
Right.
You know, it's different than saying
you don't need to do it on Thursday. Do it now, right before my meal.
I'll fall because I might forget it.
No. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, I'm marva in my suit on Yom Tov. What's going to happen is, that's the initial problem. So what happens is, there's an easy solution. Before I eat, right? Before I eat my Yom Tov meal, you know what I got to do? Set aside a piece of chicken for Shabbos. Easy. So that's true. So what do I do Erev Tashlin on Thursday for? Gemara. So Bishlam al Ravashi. In Beyond of Lo. El Rava. Exactly. Nami, right? Right? So the Gemara says, hey, Nachi Nami, you're right. You could do it on Yontov. Ella. That's it. But what's the problem? The problem is, a person's going to forget, right? Now, so that's what Ellie was saying. So then you play that card. Really, the fact is that we can't trust people to say before they start their Yontov lunch, I'm going to set food aside. So what do? We say, do it on Erev Yontov. Okay? No. The takana or the mitzvah set up, the construct is set to only do it on Thursday.
No, I know.
Conceptually, it should make a difference.
What I meant by ideally was conceptually.
What's... What? How do you define this Gemara? How do you define this Gemara? What's the issue here? What's the machlokas? Important to understand that. The Mishnah, there's a certain historical order the Mishnah is going in. Originally, Halacha had a natural method to accomplish cooking for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Okay, that's clear. But what happens is that it wasn't working. They can't just make something up. You see that what the Gemara is telling you is that what do? They turn to the Torah. No, they turn to the Torah to look for some type of mandate, okay?
Okay, that.
All right, not how to protect both days, but the problem is that halacha always has struggles with when you have a convergence of kedushas. For example, when you have an idea of like there's a famous question by Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh being one day. How do these two or Yom Kippur and Shabbos? Here you have when you have a convergence of kedushas, there's a problem that emerges. Here we have a convergence. We have one kedushas yom followed by another kedushas yom. Okay. So the problem lies in the pairing together. In other words, they're really two independent institutions that are, in a sense, forced to abut one to the other. Okay? Good. Okay, so now what's the problem then? In other words, if you you can use today as the perfect example. On the one hand, right, what's a person going to say when Friday is Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shabbos? What's a person going to say?
I'll make food in these 2 days.
No, he's not going to say that. Forget, there's no problem with Hanukkah here.
It's a 2 day Yom Tov, right?
No. In other words, like this. In other words, either person's going to say, they're going to say, listen, we know in the hierarchy of halacha, right, Shabbos is a greater Kedushas Yom than Yantav, right? So naturally speaking, what's his mind going to be focused on? Shabbos. Okay, that's one problem, one potential problem, right? Another potential problem, though, is that... No, in other words, no, Ellie. No, the problem is that's Shabbos' status. The problem is that Shabbos is a greater Kedushas Yom. So the problem is that when Yantav comes before Shabbos, what's going to happen to Shabbos? So that's shafted, but that can't happen. There's the nature of Yontov, the experiential aspect of Yontov, by definition, will produce a problem in how it relates to Shabbos. The beautiful thing about Shabbos is you go from Chol to Kodesh. It's great. But when you go from Kodesh to Kodesh, you're going to have a problem because Yontov, the experience of Yontov, the Marbe Besuda, the Simcha, all those aspects of Yontov, by definition, produce an impediment in your ability to relate to Shabbos as the king of all Kedusha. That's where the problem lies. That's going to be the problem. The problem they're going to struggle with is that it's one thing to go from Chol to Kodesh. When you go from Kodesh to Kodesh, and when you're going to Shabbos, it's very easy to see how someone won't see Shabbos as there, okay? Or as important as it's supposed to be. Now, when you said to the Yantav, that's exactly part of the problem. It's not a to the Yantav. That's a design of the Shabbos to say that.
Well, I figured out one part you're going to have a star, whether it's a 2-day Yantav or 2-day.